On with us, and the reason I'm playing this behind us is because part of Jerry's original stand-up act was something that struck a chord with me and a lot of people. And I'm not introducing this as a red rag. I'm not introducing this to be cute or to be quirky. It's something I believe in. Let the bass notes play out for a bit. Jerry Seinfeld said, amongst many other things, what is the deal with chopsticks? It's easier to eat, but and he said the Chinese must have seen the spoon and fork by now. And I totally agreed with him. I only ever eat with the spoon and fork. People think I'm being crass and, oh, come on, when in Rome and all that. I don't get the chopsticks thinking. Now, my wife says to me, it actually tastes better. It's the way you should eat it. But I don't get it. I've never got the chopsticks thing. Now, is it allowed? I feel such an idiot when I say, can I have a spoon and a fork? and everyone does, but why? Because you wouldn't dream of... I don't get that. I think it's a residual tale. I don't get the chopsticks.
You know the story where the American president, Nixon, asked Zhou Enlai, who was the premier of China, he says, what are you using chopsticks? And Zhou Enlai, who was very sophisticated, looked at him and says, we don't like to butcher our food at the table.
Wow, is that what it is?
Yes.
But how does that work? Because a good spoonful of everything to me seems to go in and it just does exactly the same job.
We were instructed in chopstick usage in kindergarten in America.
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
See, Jerry,
because everybody
had a little chopstick lesson.
Everybody has to do things.
Jerry Seinfeld says, you know, it must have seen the spoon and the fork. It's like ploughing up your field with a couple of pool cues. There's other things it's moved on. Now, I can understand it's tradition and it's genteel and delicate, but you can fork a prawn. Why am I made to feel such a third worlder when I say, can I have the, oh, really, Dan? I say, no. Honestly, it gets the food from there to there exactly the same. Now, do you be offended if somebody asked for a spoon and a fork after you'd served something up?
No, a very good friend of mine, she doesn't use chopsticks.
I don't get the chopsticks thing at all. I never have done, and I resent being made to feel shabby.
You're just jealous because you can't use them.
There is that.
No, you're not
I
hungry.
Can't use them. I do tend. No, why? What's wrong with the spoon and the fork?
You're a dexterous gentleman. Surely you can use a couple of chopsticks.
What is wrong? Nobody ever answers that question. What's wrong with the spoon and the fork? They do it. They do it, don't they? They do it. And I'm eating it all the same. I know, but people, oh, really? Danny Kaye. We mentioned Danny Kaye during the news headlines. So you knew Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye, famous Chinese chef, of course.
He was a... he was a great friend of mine, and he loved to cook. He used to have two kitchens. They were like restaurant kitchens, one for, you know, European, and the other is Chinese kitchen.
Right there in his house?
Right there in his house in Beverly Hills. And it was so funny because, you know, he would have all these very famous people come over for dinner, which he would cook. And like Prince Philip, when he came over, he says, take off that silly uniform. I mean, you know, all the stupid medals.
And,
like,
and Danny Kaye said, but I thought you'd like it. Every book, show, when I read loads of showbiz books, at least once in it, they'll say, and you didn't live in Hollywood unless you'd been to Danny Kaye's.
And absolutely. You might have been there to eat. Absolutely. And I went often because he would come to my house, but he would love to cook for me. And he would invite these... I mean, people he just meet on the street. He says, come, because I'm cooking.
You see, that's a bold thing as well. Yes. Ken Holmes coming across, I'm cooking Chinese for Ken Holmes. That is extraordinarily brave, isn't it?
I mean, it was really good. Yeah.
And he was almost evangelical about it, wasn't he? His cooking became even more than showbiz for him.
I became his guru.
You have a book out, and before everyone goes and rolls their eyes, how difficult is it, and once you've published as much as you've published and stuff, to find a new wrinkle, a new way, and what is that?
Well, it's something I've been doing for a long time. It's on Thai cooking. It's called Foolproof Thai Cooking. And I've been going to Thailand. That is a wonderful cuisine. Thai cuisine is just so good. And I mean, I think a lot of people, especially in London, are, you know, they've been to Chinese, they love Chinese. Now they're doing a lot of, I mean, people love Thai in London.
They
just really, really do. And you can get good Thai food, and you can actually make it. You can go to your supermarkets and get all these things like lemongrass.
Thanks to
St. Divya. Yeah. She touched it once and she said, you know, I love it. And all of a sudden it appears everywhere.
Again, I'm almost trepidatious of Thai food because you think, well, how do you know good from bad? And you don't want to walk in anywhere and it's you know, these suckers, they'll buy this as Thai food. There used to be one, I believe, in just by Soho Square. I think that's gone now.
Yes, there's a lot of them in Soho. And they're actually quite good because they're inexpensive and they're sort of family cooking.
Yeah.
And if you go into them, you get actually a decent meal.
But do they have to not so much westernize it as just kind of compromise it with other cultures' food? Are there places you can go in and get absolute bona fide Thai food?
Absolutely. In fact, in London, really, I mean, you know, the standards are really very high.
Yeah. There's a lot of pubs are doing it, aren't they?
Yes.
I've never eaten one, but is that any good?
Cause it, in, no, it I mean, quite a pub just a pub just get, gets
a Thai chef's doing
a supermarket prawn madras and puts half a coconut on the side. Thai. There you go, there's some Thai.
Little umbrella in session almost.
There is, yeah, because people like to feel. See, I think a lot of it is bluff in cookery, in most of the arts. A lot of it is, oh yes, we've eaten Thai, and people like to, you know, wear the badge or the medal as the Prince Philip would have done, but without actually experiencing it. And that's what I'm trying to get again here. How do you know when you got the real deal? Again, a great Thai meal would be what?
Well, a great Thai meal would be like a salad, which, you know, like things like a grapefruit salad, which is fantastic.
See, I never can connect that with Thai. Grapefruit
that's
salad, never.
Really, yeah? That's really Thai. Things like green curry, green chicken curry,
uh-huh.
And that's really wonderful. A lot of Brits know about curry.